So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Happy New Year, Deep Divers. Welcome to another episode of Deep Dive Musings. My name is Adam Roa, and today is all about the habit that everyone has for New Year's, setting New Year's resolutions. And when I say New Year's resolutions, what we're really talking about is New Year's intentions, right? Because maybe that's the hippie word that a lot of the mass population doesn't like to use or has become somewhat of a stigma, but that's actually what's going on. People are setting intentions for the new year. And so I think it's really important at this time when so many people collectively are setting intentions that we have a quick discussion about kind of the intricacies of intention setting so that you don't fall into the trap that so many people fall into when it comes to intentions. So that's what the musing is about today. And before we get started on it, I want to let you know that this is probably the last announcement I will make for our Ancient Future program with Azri and I. So if you have interest in being a part of a 3-month program with a small group diving really deep into the quantum mechanics of manifestation and plant medicines and cosmic conversations, then I highly suggest you go to theslinkyeffect.com/AF18 and fill out your application, because we're not going to do a hard advertisement for it. We're more than half full, and I want you to be a part of it if you want that, if that's your calling. So follow that intuition, guys. All right, so New Year's intention setting. The thing about intentions is that in order for intentions to manifest, they can no longer be an intention. Think about that for a second. In order for your intention to manifest, they can no longer be an intention. I recorded a Facebook Live about this. So if you watch my Facebook Lives, this may sound familiar. But if you haven't, I suggest also watching that. You can't get enough of this information because of the intricacy of it and how paradoxical it might seem. Excuse me. So, in order for your intention to manifest, it can no longer be an intention. And that is because carried within an intention, inherently, basically by definition, is the belief on some level that it hasn't yet appeared. That's because it wouldn't be something you were intending if it was already here. You don't intend to be a 32-year-old male, as I don't spend any energy manifesting that. I wake up each day with certainty that that's the case. I now am waking up each day knowing that it's 2018. I don't spend any energy manifesting 2018. I'm not sitting here manifesting each word, putting any energy into what I want to say next. I'm trusting that the right words will come out. I don't manifest my breathing. I trust that I will breathe. I'm embodying all of these things as certainties. And so, while it may seem silly to think about spending any of your energy, your manifestation, creative, life force, sexual energy on intending for it to be 2018 or intending to be a male or a female, well, why is it different then than your intention to manifest that ideal relationship or new job or perfect house or living situation. The fact that you're setting the intention for it means that it's not a certainty in your mind. And one thing that I want to say, because so many people will be like, well, wait, so am I not supposed to set intentions? No, of course not. Intentions are great to a point. Intentions are so, so valuable because they set that GPS. They point you in the direction that you want to be going. And we dance between intention and surrender consistently, constantly. And so the intention is us in our creator saying, this is now what I want to create. And then we surrender into the feedback mechanism of this 3D reality, bringing it to us through the law of magnetism. And so the law of magnetism, the law of attraction, states that it will show up when we're a vibrational match to it. And so what that means is our role, our job is in becoming someone who can embody and hold the frequency of it being a certainty. Because that's what it'll be when it does appear. When you get your ideal job, you will now be vibrating in the frequency of someone who is working their ideal job. Let's call that George B. George 2.0, when he has his ideal job, he's vibrating at this particular frequency of George 2.0. But right now, he's intending to be George 2.0. He's intending to get that job. So right now, he's George 1.5. And before he set the intention, when he was just in a job that he hated, and that was his reality, he was George 1.0. So you see, the intention, stating that intention and starting to work on manifesting it, that's halfway, right? George 1.5. But the work is in becoming the frequency of George 2.0 before actually getting the job. Can you vibrate as if it was already done before it ever shows up? This is one of the biggest reasons why positive affirmations aren't like an immediate magical solution. Because they're George 1.5. When you have I am abundant and you put that up on your bathroom mirror, that's great initially. It becomes the thing where you're like, okay, this is what I'm stating that I now want to embody. And at a certain point, it will have done its job and now it's only a reminder of all the ways that you're not. So finding yourself in this dance consciously between intention and surrender, what you want to work towards is in having the intention no longer be an intention. And so if you want something else to focus on, if you're like, okay, well, if I set the intention and then I want to work on releasing that, what do I put my energy into? And this is a question that I think lots of people will have different answers to, but I'll give you mine. Gratitude. Your job becomes setting the intention and then being in a space of gratitude for it already having shown up. How grateful would you be on the day that you meet the love of your life? How grateful would you be on the day you moved in to your dream home? The expansiveness of gratitude is a superpower, and you can tap into that in place of your intention, because the intention holds the doubt. So, as you take part in this collective tradition of setting intentions for your new year, understand the nuances of intention setting. Set yourself up for success. Maybe even turn your New Year's intention into New Year's gratitude. And watch and see what happens and how quickly everything you want begins to appear. Have a really, really happy new year. I can't wait to continue this journey with you in 2018. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.